This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, still the focus and the mission that we have to keep here. And I know it's rather crazy. I mean, did you think it was going to be easy? Come on. It's the top of the hour. Welcome, America. Good to have you with us here. No matter how you join us on any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around this great country of ours, or even on shortwave, or even over the Internet, welcome aboard. Good to have you here. As we have a lot to talk about today, I'm really excited about, you know, who's going to be coming on. Former Congressman Bob Beaupre will open us up in just a moment here. But first of all, I think it was last night, Piers Morgan, you know, calling it out for what it is. I mean, what happened to Piers? You know, he took a little bit of time out, and he's become a little bit more reasonable here. He has a pretty good handle on what's going on with the media and how just absolutely nuts over Trump that they are. Listen to what he had to say.
Piers, I know you. I love the Daily Mail. I read it every day. You're a hard-hitting guy. You've gone after Trump when you disagree with him. You've also praised him when you think he does the right thing. Don't you think that the media in this country has lost all perspective?
I don't think it's just the media. I think there are large swathes of the American people who've lost their minds. And the media are fueling this crazy hysteria. You know, here's what I think has happened. The media in America, the mainstream media, print and cable and main network news, they kind of collaborated in fueling the beast of Donald Trump. When he first ran, they started by saying he was a joke. Then they realized he was getting ratings. Then they gave him the airtime. Then they put him on the front pages. They kept fueling. But they never imagined he might actually win. And while they were fueling, he was out there running around America, galvanizing and resonating with the American people in middle America, way away from the two coasts. And then came the moment when the American media went, we've got to kill this guy off. This is out of control. But rather like Dr. Frankenstein, it was too late. The beast that they'd helped create, as they see it, could not be killed off, and he won the presidency. What I don't like about what is going on now is there is an absolutely frenzied and concerted attempt to delegitimize, sabotage, and destroy the Trump presidency before it's even started. I think that is un-American. I don't think it's a patriotic thing that they're doing. I think it's nakedly partisan. It's driven by the New York Times, who were completely in the tank for Hillary Clinton. And I think that as a journalist who worked at CNN for 4 years, where CNN always tried to be, I know your view about CNN, but has a lot of good people there. I think they've got to be careful, all of them. They've got to look at what they're doing here and ask themselves, is this legitimate journalistic rigor, or is it incredibly partisan, often nakedly abusive treatment of a new president?
Well, you know, he pretty well lays it out pretty clean there, Scott. You know, this is what's going on. It's what we've been saying about the media for the longest time, that they're missing the point and their reason to exist. And as a result, they're becoming irrelevant. All they're doing is fueling up the flames to such a degree. And this is one of the things that I learned in the media in the early days. And that is that you didn't want to do anything that was, you know, that gave reason for people to tune out. You wanted to be able to, you know, hold things together and have a position of objectivity, especially when it came to reporting the news. And there's plenty out there. There's plenty of news to report on that you can do so in a way that is very, very powerful, very effective, and welcomed by most of the people. But as Pierce says, there's some people that are just off the hinges themselves. They've gotten so wrapped up in this fervor and in this kind of tsunami of discontent that they're already talking about impeachment. I mean, the Democrats talking about impeachment. Are you kidding me? The guy's sheets aren't even warm in the Oval, in his Oval bedroom, you know, in the White House bedroom, and they're already talking about it. I mean, this is how insane this is, trying to come up with all kinds of reasons because, you know, he wants to have a conversation with Vladimir Putin And I think it was, you know, comparatively, Obama who said he wanted to, he was open to meet with any leader without precondition, right?
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. How are we doing? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is time, as I promised. Bob Beaupre is with us, a former congressman out of Colorado, political analyst, chairman of the Colorado Republican Party. Also, I should say, former chairman of the Colorado Republican Party. Dairy farmer, banker, real estate developer. We got a couple minutes. Got him away from the cows and off the farm for just a few moments so we can talk politics here. He's been there. He's done that. I think he's got a drawer full of T-shirts, as they say. So he can give us the inside scoop as to what's going on. Robert, how are we doing?
Doing well. I hope you are.
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. I'm like you. I'm observing this insanity out of the Beltway. I mean, how much more unhinged can they get? I mean, Nancy Pelosi, the Dems, they're already talking impeachment here. I mean, impeachment for what?
Well, that didn't take long. They were talking about it, I think, before he was sworn in.
Mm.
So, yeah, impeachment for what is the right question to ask. But, you know, a lot of this is just the Democrats trying to play to their base, a base that's still shattered, because they didn't even consider it a possibility that Hillary would not win the election. And of course, Donald won, and they're still trying to reconcile that in their mind. So Schumer and Pelosi and company are trying to settle down their base, play to their base, keep their base somewhat intact if they can. But it's also a strategy. I do recognize it from my time on the Hill. It's also a strategy, especially by Schumer, to slow things down, to change the message, change the narrative, the news of the day, and delay Mitch McConnell and the Republican majority in the Senate from not only getting the cabinet members approved and all the other positions that have to go through Senate confirmation in the Trump administration, but to especially slow down and stall a very important legislative agenda that the Senate would like to get to. And sorry to say, Chuck is having some success. Chuck Schumer,
yes,
is having some success in doing that.
Right. Well, Donald Trump came out swinging. I mean, his hair was on fire, and the first 3 weeks, I mean, he was getting a lot done. And, you know, the Democrats were like the Mad Hatter, just pulling switches up and down, trying to do anything they could to get some traction to slow things down. And this week, they were very effective. I mean, Posner withdrew his name last night. And then, of course, we have the Michael Flynn deal that was boiling for several weeks. And this has come out. But it may, in the end, Bob, after all is said and done, it may come back to really bite them here because of what's being done. I mean, is this going to, you know, I mean, it's amazing. You think about, you know, here we were after all the conversations. I was watching Trey Gowdy the other day. All the conversations, investigations over Benghazi, and, you know, I mean, this is nothing. What happened with Michael Flynn is nothing compared to Benghazi. And it took weeks. And to this day, Hillary Clinton lives on.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree more with your bringing back the lessons of Benghazi. I think it's an absolute travesty. Between that, the exposure of really sensitive, highly classified information through her home email server, mm-hmm. I don't know how Hillary Clinton managed to escape, but she is Hillary Clinton after all. Mm-hmm. To suggest that somehow what we at least know, not what suspicion, what the Democrats would like to be the truth behind this, but what we know about Michael Flynn, it sounds to me like the worst thing he did was not to tell Mike Pence, immediately the vice president, exactly what the conversation he had with the Russian ambassador entailed. Mm-hmm. So he violated the trust. That's pretty obvious. He should have told the vice president, obviously, the truth. He didn't, so you got to go.
No.
I think the country is at a loss for that one because Mike Flynn is a patriot. He did not rise to the position in the military, especially within the intelligence component of the military, by accident. Mike Flynn served this nation greatly, and I'm sure he would have as NSA advisor. But I also understand what the rules are, and Mike violated them, so he's gone. Mm-hmm. Let's move on from that. This is not Watergate.
Right.
This is not, as you said, Benghazi. Far from it. And as long as Schumer and Pelosi and the Democrats can squawk and get some media attention about it, and I'll say again, change the message, control the message, mm-hmm. keep the public's eye off of the very important and good work that the administration has already done and still doing. That's the strategy of Schumer and Pelosi. Yeah. I think you're right, though, that this may come back to bite them in the backside,
mm-hmm.
because the public is expecting that Congress can get work done. If there's no doubt that the Republicans want to get to it, and Trump wants to get to it. If they don't get to it because of Schumer and Pelosi and their Democrat colleagues in the House and Senate, shame on them, and I think the public will extract some pain.
Well, without a doubt. Bob, you've been there before, and what I see is that the Democrats have always done a great job. I think they've been exceptional in holding to the talking points, staying rather united, even, you know, in some of the most dysfunctional instances. They will stay united and be clustered together. And right now, the Republicans seem to be, you know, be about doing what Republicans do. For some reason, they want to hold to their own individual ideas here, and I think there's a time for that, but that's not, this right now is not the time. Because of the pushback and the stonewalling the Democrats, Schumer and Pelosi, are doing, it really requires a united front that the Republicans could learn from the Democrats here, don't you think?
Yeah, I'd like to see more unanimity. When I was there, I was accused of wearing the team jersey to a fault, being too much of a team player. Well, mm-hmm. you go back to what Reagan taught us. The guy I can agree with 80% of the time is my friend. He's not my enemy.
Right, right.
And sometimes we conservatives, Republicans, are independent to a fault. Andy Pudzeter, who withdrew yesterday for Labor Secretary. I know Andy just a little bit. This is a good man. Yeah, a very good man, a very accomplished, very experienced man. He was on Mitt Romney's list, I understand, to be Labor Secretary. Had Romney won, and now here he is again as Donald Trump's first pick.
Mm-hmm.
I was very disappointed that some Republicans decided that they couldn't support him for the nomination. He's been around a long time, done a lot of things, so. Yeah, you've got some things that you've got to explain, but it looks to me like most all of that you've explained and explained very well. Still, the noise got too much for him and his wife, so he steps away. The other one that really got to me was the education secretary,
Betsy DeVos.
Betsy DeVos is a wonderful lady. She was state chairman in Michigan when I was state chair here in Colorado, and she deserves support from every single Republican, and a whole lot of Democrats should have been with her, too.
Well, and here it is. I mean, she tries to go to a public school, and she's, you know,
yeah.
She's being blocked. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. craziness.
Yeah, absolute insanity. But we got to understand, it's all part of the Trump hate train. It is there, coming out loud and clear. Now, what are you going to do about it? Bob Beaupre is with us, former congressman out of Colorado. More from Robert on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Smartphone and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 19 after the top of the hour, a conversation with former Congressman Bob Beaupre continues here. I misspoke. I said that he was taking care of cows. He traded cows. What did you do? Trade up from cows to buffalo now?
Yeah, buffalo or cows and bulls, too.
He's Buffalo Bob now. He Buffalo, well, Buffalo Bob, I think, works a little bit better here, you know, so it's all good. Robert, I want to talk about, you know, this the meeting that was reported yesterday. You got General Mattis going to NATO, and, of course, you got all the people in D.C., even Republicans, all nervous. Oh, my God, he's going to go. He's going to start an international incident. He's going to take the Trump message, tell these people they got to pay the bill. And what happened?
Well, he sounds like a huge success. He told them that you know, that you got to pay your fair share. You got to buckle up and sign up for this this war against radical Islam. And that may be part of why they were so compliant and agreeable with his message. At least that's the reports we're getting, is that they took his message as delivered and said, "Yeah, we probably need to do our fair share," because so many of those nations are dealing with terrorism as well, and terrorism inside their borders. So, and the other thing that should be noticed, I think it speaks to the credibility of General Mattis. This guy's not new to them, and when someone as credible, as experienced, as highly regarded as General Mattis comes over and says, "Hey, you're not doing your fair share here. Suck it up, boys, and let's get after it."
Right.
He has the standing to be able to deliver that message and have that message heard and accepted.
And again, this reinforces the leadership of one Donald Trump, because it was Donald Trump that brought him on the team, right?
Precisely.
Exactly.
Precisely. And you know, the first thing about Trump that really impressed me was his selection of Mike Pence, who I know is a very, very good man. But when he went right down the list and announced his cabinet members, now Neil Gorsuch, a fellow Coloradan, I might add,
yes,
as his Supreme Court pick, those that are suggesting that this isn't a good group or somehow a worthy group simply aren't looking at the facts. This, as Trump said, this may well be as talented and capable of a cabinet as anybody has put forward in a very long time, if not ever.
Well, in spite of all the sticks being put in his spokes and in the administration that the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Schumer et al. Would want to do, you know, success finds its way of being exposed. The cream does rise to the top. And this is what we're going to see. It's going to be a little bit of a challenge to get through it, because the mainstream media, as Piers Morgan, we just played a soundbite from him moments ago. And Pierce saying that they're unhinged. I mean, they're so filled with hate and anger towards Trump. They cannot believe that Hillary lost to Donald Trump, and they just cannot, you know, make the transition. It's like they need some serious therapy here.
Well, and it's being fomented from a familiar source. I don't know, I'm sure you've seen some of the press that has been written. Stories been written about what Barack Obama and his
yes.
Organizing for America group is doing. You know, this is the strategy. I know we've talked about it before, but this is the Saul Alinsky playbook.
Exactly.
Being executed by Barack Obama, who's, you know, he confessed he was a disciple of Saul Alinsky. He still is a disciple of Saul Alinsky. Everything in his world is about politics, and you know, that's what he's using the power of that group and their allies, their collaborators, to do right now is, as you said, put a stick in the spoke of Donald Trump and see if they can't make this a failed presidency. The American people didn't elect Donald Trump to fail.
Mm-hmm.
They elected Donald Trump to succeed. And if the Democrats get in the way of that, there will be another election in less than 2 years now, and they'll feel the sting of the electorate once again.
Right. And here we are realizing that the Democrats have got this down to an art form, Bob, that they're able to get the people to pay for their agenda. I mean, we're paying for Barack Obama in retirement, and meanwhile, he's using those resources against us. You know, politics is crazy, this whole situation, and like you say, the people, mainstream America, you know, voted Donald Trump in to succeed, said, okay, let's take a chance here. He's not beholden to anybody. He's not taking any money. I mean, look at what happened. I mean, what did he spend? One-fifth of the money on his campaign compared to Hillary Clinton? And he won.
Yeah, and he won.
Right.
Because America recognized that they really did want to change, thought he was the right guy to do it, and they had enormous distrust in Hillary Clinton, understandably so.
Exactly. Well, Benjamin Netanyahu comes to Washington, D.C. with his wife, and there they are. The Trumps are there to meet him and allow him to come through the front door of the White House.
How about that?
Hey,
what
quite
good
novel
imagery that was for,
yes,
America's best friend and ally in the Middle East, to actually have him warmly welcomed instead of, as we know Obama did, stick him in a chair down at the end of the West Wing and tell him to wait a while the president went and finished dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely shameful the way Barack Obama treated Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel. So, you know, that, the Mattis story, those are the kind of things that the American media ought to be taking note of and paying attention to. But of course, you know, the media likes to obsess about all this other noise that's going on or kind of on the side.
Meanwhile, Bob, we have these emerging threats. Oh, yeah, by the way, Russia's just kind of cruising along the coast, the east coast of the United States there. They are, doing flybys over, you know, some of our ships out in the Black Sea, helping Iran and again, helping Syria as well. And I don't think this is a situation. I mean, you know Vladimir Putin certainly a lot better than all of us here. He's into take over and take an opportunity. And the doors, as he's perceived, especially in the last 8 years, have been wide open for him, regardless of any silly reset button that Hillary Clinton would have them push. He reset, but he reset in a different direction, not in the direction that she wanted them to go.
Well, precisely. You throw in the ballistic missile launches by,
yes,
North Korea and Iran. The opponents, the enemies of America, are trying to test this new administration. I think the new administration will step up and hold them accountable and push back, because I know Donald Trump and certainly General Jim Mattis understand that when aggression is left unaccounted for, you're going to get much more aggression.
Exactly.
It's absolutely, the stunts that you just mentioned, the actions of Russia, the flybys, the ship literally right on the edge of our coast off Connecticut, they clearly wanted those. Those weren't secretive. They weren't covert. They wanted to just reach right out and tweak the nose of Donald Trump of this new administration and see how far they can get. They can't get away with it. They got away with it with Barack Obama. He led from behind. He apologized for America's greatness, refused to accept the fact that America was exceptional. That's not Donald Trump.
No,
and I don't think that's what the American people that elected Donald Trump want to see from their commander-in-chief anymore. So these are dangerous, very critical times for America and for freedom-loving people around the world. Shame on the Democrats and the radical left if they don't let this president do what he needs to do as our president and commander-in-chief.
Yeah, Mitt Romney's thinking that ship off the coast there, been floating between Delaware and Connecticut, that they want to bring back all the paperwork from the 1980s foreign policy, just to kind of remind them. Maybe,
yep,
that's what we're going to do. We got to bring that back into play. But meanwhile, with these emerging threats, the mainstream media is more content to just steer it up and do what they can to be complicit in slowing down the movements, and I think they're positive movements that America wants out of this administration. So we'll continue to keep you informed. And Bob Beaupre, as always, great to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live.
Nice to be with you, Bill. Take care.
Have a great day. Take care of the Buffalo for us. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hey, DC. There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for Stephen Moore. Stephen Moore is with us. He is a FreedomWorks senior economic contributor, former Trump advisor. Steve, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Hey, let's assess Donald Trump. I mean, we're 3 weeks down the road. The tectonic plates of the Beltway are shifting. Some are saying an earthquake is occurring, and it'll only get worse as the changes continue to be enacted there by one Donald J. Trump.
Well, I think that's a good metaphor to use, the tectonic plates shifting. And if you're in Washington, you know, it's all crumbling all around you. But for the rest of the country, I think people are applauding a lot of these changes that are long overdue, the regulatory changes, the you know, building of pipelines, the requirement that some of these regulations go away, you know, and Trump hasn't even passed any legislation yet. So I think, you know, from a policy point of view, a lot of these policies have been outstanding and very pro-growth. I want to see that tax cut get done. But, you know, let's face it, there have been some hiccups with respect to the execution of the immigration order and then, of course, the Michael Flynn situation, which is been an embarrassment for the administration, no question about it. But I think, you know, down the line, nobody's going to really remember this. But Donald Trump is going to be judged by whether he can rebuild the American economy.
Well, and he's done this so far without the full complement of his cabinet.
That's for sure. I mean, I think one of the things that's been inexcusable, really, is that the Democrats seem to be, you know, trying to paralyze this administration and prevent it from being successful. I mean, they're rooting against him. And they're not just rooting against him, they're actively working against him. And that, I think that's inexcusable. And, you know, these are people who would like to see America fail rather than have Donald Trump win.
Well, like you say, there's major issues on the docket here, including health care, which really still sits, as far as I'm concerned, in the lap of the Democrats. They're only hoping that somehow they can switch the narrative, rewrite history, and put it on the Republicans, when all the Republicans are trying to do is save the ship here.
Exactly. I mean, no, Obamacare, I don't think anybody needs reminding, although sometimes I can, you know, they do, that Obamacare has been a disaster in every regard. Its costs are way overrun, and, you know, you've got big increases in premiums that Americans have to pay every month in their health care bills, and then you've got, still millions and millions of people that don't have insurance at all, and then you've got the problem of, the employment ramifications, where it's harder and harder for Americans to find a full-time job because of Obamacare. So it's been completely negative. It's going to run a massive hole in the deficit if we don't reform this and repair it and start over again. And Republicans are floundering a little bit on that regard. They know they want to repeal it. They just can't figure out what to replace it with.
And they've only been talking about this for 6 years, Steve. You think they'd have it down by now, right?
You would think so.
Yeah. Yeah, that is, if anything, it's very frustrating. Well, Steve Mnuchin finally got confirmed.
The problem there isn't that they don't have a plan, it's that they have 10 plans.
Yeah.
And they can't settle on one, you know, and I think they've got to come together and figure out, look, I think they're making it too complicated. Just get rid of the worst features of Obamacare, you know, get rid of the mandated benefits, get rid of the tax increases, get rid of the some of these regulations, and then let people buy insurance across state lines, and you've cut costs, increased competition, and given people more choices. You know, that's what people want.
Yeah, I think the complication of the program is such, Steve, to your point, is that this is something that needs to be phased in and feathered in, as opposed to what was done with, President Obama, with the Affordable Care Act, the way it was thrust upon the people. There was some phasing to it, but, what a disaster this has been. But, you know, it was like Nancy Pelosi said, we had to pass it to find out what's in it. And then once we did, it's just been one nightmare that keeps on giving.
Yep, that's a good way to put it. And, you know, I know my own personal situation. We're facing thousands of dollars of higher health insurance costs every year. And, you know, I thought we were supposed to save $2,500 a year.
That's what we were told, right?
Yeah, and it's costing families about $2,500 a year more for worse coverage. Mm-hmm. You know, people have higher deductibles and they have, higher premiums. And so you're paying more for less insurance. What a deal.
Well, I always say it's good to have something, you know, already in place that you can fix, because you know what it is that you're dealing with. And, you know, in much the same way, the president is having to deal with this executive order that you said was, came out the way in which it did on this, temporary travel ban. At least now the president knows he's got the response from, you know, the Ninth Court, the Ninth Circuit, the original judge. You just draft an executive order that meets that needs, and the objective is still there. That is, you want to save the people, just as it is with, in terms of national security. And it's the same thing with health care. We want to provide world-class national health care for America's citizens. Let's go make it happen.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And I think, you know, the big problem with the health care is people can't afford it. You know, so this, remember, they call it the Affordable Care Act.
Yes.
So what's happening is more and more people are having to drop their insurance, which is the opposite effect that we're supposed to have. So the people who keep their insurance have to pay higher costs. The sick people are signing up, the healthy people are falling out. So, you know, the costs spiral out of control. That's what we call a death spiral in the insurance market. And, it's difficult to get from here to there. I mean, you know, because they've created such an awful mess in Washington with this. And I believe with the right kind of health insurance options, we could cut these costs by 25 to 30%.
Yeah, I think you're right on that, Steve. Steve, we had the confirmation of Steven Mnuchin last night, finally got confirmed with a vote of 53-47. He was able to bring, you know, a couple of Democrats on his side. So good for him.
Yeah, it was about time, wasn't it? Jeez, I mean, yeah. You know, here the top priority of this administration is to get a tax cut done, and Congress waited and waited and waited, the Senate, and by the Senate, I mean the Senate Democrats, you know, obstructed. And now, just finally, he's confirmed. By the way, there's several that still haven't been confirmed yet.
Yes.
You know,
right.
We're 1 month into the administration. How can you govern if you don't have your people in place to govern? So,
right.
And that's what I meant when I said they've intentionally gummed up the system and made, you know, to try to make Obama look bad. They paralyzed our government so it can't act, and that's a very dangerous game that Chuck Schumer and the Democrats are playing in the United States Senate, and I hope that the voters remember that.
Right. It's really on them, no doubt about it. As a banker, Steve Mnuchin brings a lot to play here. What do you see happening here as he heads the Department of the Treasury?
Well, Steve Mnuchin has to deliver this tax cut for the American people. He's got to get it done. He's got to get it through Congress. And, you know, that's a heavy lift, but I don't think it should be too heavy. I mean, you got a Republican House, Republican Senate. It shouldn't be that difficult to get a big business tax cut done so we can, for every small business in America, the 26 million small businesses get this tax cut, and some of the large corporations that are otherwise moving out of the United States, you know, because of the highest in the world tax rates here in the U.S., we got to get those lower. And I think it will provide accelerated growth for, you know, 5 or 10 years.
And the opportunity, of course, is to repatriate that trillion or so dollars plus that's sitting offshore. And it looks like Donald Trump is aware of that and has, you know, flown a couple of opportunities there to those businesses that are holding that money offshore right now, too, right?
Yeah, that's a big issue. You know, we think we can bring back $1 trillion. I didn't say a billion. I said a trillion.
Yes.
You know, that's $1 billion. And, you know, we can charge them 10%. So 10% of a trillion is $100 billion. That's a lot of tax dollars for the Treasury
right.
to retire the debt or to spend on infrastructure or to help finance the tax cut. You know, all good things. And so I'm very excited about the possibilities of how this repatriation can, you know, it's a win-win. It brings the money back here for jobs and we raise revenue.
Mm-hmm. Well, Steve, you've been around it. You've seen it. And from your perspective here, the contention between the Democrats and the Republicans, you know, we just had a conversation with David Horowitz, and he says it's not about policy. It's ideology. And ideology is what's gumming up the works. It is not helping our country right now because they're not about to do anything that's going to help the Trump administration, which would therefore help us, God forbid.
They're,
right?
They're putting the politics ahead of the country, and that is inexcusable. It's really quite unpatriotic, actually. And the Democrats crave power so much that they'll do anything, even cripple the country, to get that power.
Well, Steve Moore, we appreciate you stopping by and giving us your insight, as always. Steve is FreedomWorks Senior Economic Contributor, former Trump advisor. Steve Moore, thank you.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Hey, you think we do all this fanfare for nothing? Of course not. It's only for Steve, the movie guy. He's live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California. It is Steve Evans reporting on the weekend's big winners at the box office and the best of the coming attractions, I might say. Steve-O, how are we doing, buddy?
Fine, and it was a big, big weekend at the box office last weekend. We haven't seen numbers like this for quite some time.
Yeah, what was going on? I'm trying to think what happened this past weekend. Oh, nothing.
Well, we had three sequels being released.
Yes.
And everybody thought that was a good idea. Lego, the Batman movie, it wasn't quite a sequel. It was more of a spin-off of the Lego movie. It made about $53 million last weekend. It was number one at the box office. Wow. 50 Shades Darker was number two. The critics just slammed this movie, but I guess there are still hopeless romantics and people who are into sadomasochism because it made $46.6 million at the box office. And the third, John Wick Chapter 2, was number three, making about $30.4 million. So people were in the mood to see a movie last
week. Now, is 50 Shades of Darker, I mean, is this like people that are excited about, let's go see a train wreck, let's just see how bad it is, or...
It is just over the top. It's based on the books, the trilogy. Yeah. People are familiar with the material, and, for the right audience, I mean, hey, people are into it, so it's, I think, harmless entertainment.
Steve, I was reading something where at one of the premieres, as they were showing them, the people were laughing. And I don't know if they were laughing, nervous laughter-wise, or exactly what.
You could call that an unintentional comedy. But, that does happen, too. So, people sometimes, it's just, they go to see it for its campy, over-the-top entertainment value. So that, you know, it just is what it is. You know, got Split was number four, Hidden Figures rounded out the top five. I went to see a movie called The United Kingdom. We talked about that last week. Right. Terrific film. It was only on about four screens. It's going to go wide, but it stars David Oyelowo and Rosamund Pike. Mm-hmm. A real interesting inside look at what life was like under British colonial rule. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't pretty. Of course, it was about the Prince of Botswana meeting a white woman in London. They get married. He brings her back to be the queen of his tribe. He's black. She's white. It doesn't go down well, especially with South Africa right next door, who aren't thrilled with a neighboring country being ruled by a biracial couple when they had just introduced apartheid, which was designed to keep the races apart. Mm-hmm. It's a true story. It's very well done, very well acted, and, yeah, I'd highly recommend it. It's really a good story.
Well, maybe it opens people's minds a little bit, too, to realize that, the whole idea of, black-white prejudice and the slavery issue, all this stuff is apartheid. The way it was, pronounced around the world, not just here, in this country, but, I don't know anywhere on the planet where, it didn't become an issue.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And for some reason, this, we're not talking the information age we live in with it, all this news, goes at the speed of light, but there's something, something within the universe is saying, okay, let's deal with this issue because look what happened. It all was coming to a head all about the same time, and
right.
Communication being what it's in, what it was during that period of time, it wasn't like all this, there was a free flow of information back and forth. So there was something at a very deep level that was causing this to come to the top.
It all seems to be front and center now.
Right.
And this is, and besides that, this movie is a great love story. So
yes.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah, in case you want to extend your Valentine's Day spirit, you can do that.
Absolutely.
Right?
There you go.
Because that's just the way we roll, because we're just romantic, Steve-O and
I. Hopeless romantics. Right.
Exactly.
We have a movie called The Great Wall, not exactly one for the hopeless romantics out there. This is an interesting film. It's all about the European mercenaries searching for black powder, becoming embroiled in the defense of the Great Wall of China against a horde of monstrous creatures. This is directed by Shang Yi Miao, who gave us Hero and House of Flying Daggers, a very well-respected visual stylist with a great reputation. It's not getting great reviews here. Only about 43% are recommending. I think it's because the effects are just way over the top, and they become unbelievable after a while. If this is your thing, check out the trailer. It may be just the thing you're looking for. But here's the interesting thing about the movie. This is the first English language production for Shang Yi Miao. It's the largest film ever shot entirely in China. It's financed by the Chinese, and the Chinese movie market is huge these days. It's as big as the U.S. They have about 40,000 screens over there, and they're adding about 27 theaters a day. And most of these theaters are controlled by the government, so they can give these movies a massive release. So I think this is going to be big in China, obviously. Not so big here. They think it's going to be number two this weekend, making about $20 million. Stars Matt Damon, directed by Shang Yi Miao, legendary director. Maybe the thing to see here if you're into that sort of thing.
Right.
Another movie.
Or you can go to China.
Yeah, sure.
And get into one of the theaters, and one of the plethora of theaters they have there. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. If only you had a huge population base there too, so that's what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's fighting for popcorn.
I guess. We have a movie completely opposite of that. It's called Fist Fight. This is a movie which, in my opinion, just sends all the wrong messages. It's a comedy. You got a mild-mannered high school teacher, played by Charlie Day. He's accused of getting a fellow teacher, Ice Cube, fired. Now, Ice Cube plays a character who has some serious anger management issues, so the Ice Cube character challenges this guy to a fight after school.
Mm.
20% are recommending this. Here's what one critic had to say. Nothing that happens in Fist Fight suggests any relationship to the realities of money or the human body or even to the basic rules of space and time. But who cares, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Fist Fight. A comedy out for you this weekend.
That's what we need, a manual for high school students, right, between two teachers.
Right, there you go.
Let's fire it up here. Why not?
All right. We also have a movie called A Cure for Wellness. This is a creepy movie directed by Gore Verbinski, who is, he's a well-respected director who is known as a visionary. He directed The Ring. This is about an ambitious young executive who's sent to retrieve his company's CEO from an idyllic but mysterious wellness center at a remote location in the Swiss Alps. He soon suspects that the spa's miraculous treatments are not quite what they seem to be. When he begins to unravel its terrifying secrets, his sanity is tested as he finds himself diagnosed with the same curious illness that keeps all the guests here longing for the cure. Check out the trailer. Really creepy. 41% are recommending this. The indie crowd seems to like it. Here's what one critic had to say. This is a thrilling reminder of what can happen in the increasingly rare instance when a visionary filmmaker is given serious cash without any constraints. It's called A Cure for Wellness. Kind of a creep fest.
Okay.
Then a movie called Double X. This is a series of short films, short horror films, that these short horror films are written and directed entirely by women. 65% are recommending this film. They think it is kind of an interesting approach to the genre. Mm. It's rated R. Check it out. Double X out there this weekend. And
a horror anthology?
Yeah. You got four short films directed and written by women.
Wow.
And,
so they put their horror helmets on and go at it.
They give it a female twist there.
Yes, exactly. I didn't say the W. I said horror. That's what I said. Okay, make sure
you
understand what I'm saying here. Okay,
make that clear.
Yes.
Everybody Loves Somebody. This is speaking of independent film, one of those sweet, kind of crazy independent films. 90% of the critics are recommending this one. You got on the surface this Claire Barron seems to have it all. She has a job as an OBGYN. She has a great house in L.A. and a loving family. But one thing Clara doesn't have figured out is her love life. Pressured by a family wedding in Mexico, Clara decides to ask a coworker to pose as her boyfriend for the weekend festivities, only to be caught by surprise when her ex-boyfriend and a family favorite suddenly shows up after disappearing from her life completely. Torn, Clara must now decide between going back to the past or open her heart up to new and unexpected possibilities. I have the feeling that we've seen this movie before.
I was going to say.
Evidently the critics like it. 90% are recommending. We have Carla Souza, Ben O'Toole starring in this one. 90% recommending Everybody Loves Somebody. Mm. And then another indie film called Love Song, which is, it's about this woman neglected by her husband. Sarah embarks on an impromptu road trip with her young daughter and her best friend, Mindy. Now, along the way, the dynamic between the two friends intensifies before circumstances force them apart. And years later, Sarah attempts to rebuild their intimate connection in the day before Mindy's wedding. 80% recommending Love Song there. So we have, a kind of a potpourri of things to see out there this weekend. And it's a great time, of course, to catch up on any Oscar nominees that you may not have had a chance to see. What movies are you looking forward to seeing?
Well, I've got it. I'm still catching up. I'm in a catch-up mode now that I'm back in the East. It's kind of crazy. I was, in the West for about a month there, and it was like nonstop. I just wanted to stop and take a breather. So, yeah, I've got some. In fact, my son and I were going to go see John Wick, but we got interrupted there. But I still want to go see A Dog's Purpose.
Hell, there you go. John Wick, of course, is getting great reviews. There is another movie called In Dubious Battle, directed by James Franco, which is based on a John Steinbeck novel, which is out there this weekend in very limited release. Also, Vincent D'Onofrio in that one as well, and Selena Gomez in Dubious Battle about fruit farmers in California during the 30s. You might want to check that out.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, this is a good time to catch up, like you say. And I always want to make sure that I have seen all the Oscar-nominated pictures, because that's just part of the tradition and the way we like to roll in the Martina household, I want you to know. Steve-O Evans, he's the one and the only, the movie guy with us. Steve-O, we'll see you at the multiplex, right?
All right, have a great
weekend. We'll see you there, buddy. Have a good one.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta
that cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.